His true legacy is that he was a violent man. In fact, he was, if you will say, the first Muslim terrorist. In fact, in my book, I document how he himself took the sword and killed individuals and praised others who did it, killed other individuals for him. And so that's the legacy of him, but that's the legacy that's not heard, that's swept under the rug, and political correctness will not permit it to surface. And that's the unfortunate thing, and that's why they call it religion of peace, which is actually a colossal lie. If it's a peace, if everybody capitulates to them, then it's peaceful, if no one resists to them. But not in that it's a religion that will bring about peace by means of persuasion and without the sword.